Welcome to a special edition of the Coordinators Podcast. Today, we're going to see a sample of the U.S. history and government questions that are asked during the naturalization exam. Question 1. What are the colors of our flag? Red, white, and blue. 2. What do the stars on the flag mean? One for each state. 3. How many stars are there on our flag? 50. Question 4. What color are the stars on our flag? White. Question 5. How many stripes are there on our flag? 13. Question 6. What do the stripes on the flag represent? The first 13 colonies. Question 7. What colors are the stripes on the flag? Red and white. Question 8. How many states are there in the U.S.? 50. Question 9. What do we celebrate on the 4th of July? Independence Day. Question 10. Independence Day celebrates independence from whom? England. Question 11. What country did we fight during the Revolutionary War? England. Question 12. Who was the first president of the United States? George Washington. Question 13. Who is the president of the United States today? George W. Bush. Question 14. Who is the vice president of the United States today? Dick Cheney. Question 15. Who elects the president of the U.S.? The Electoral College. Question 16. Who becomes president if the president dies? The vice president. Question 17. What is the Constitution? The supreme law of the land. Question 18. What do we call the changes on the Constitution? Amendments. Question 19. How many changes or amendments are there in the Constitution? 27. Question 20. What are the three branches of our government? Executive, judicial, and legislative. Question 21. What is the legislative branch of our government? Congress. Question 22. What makes up Congress? The Senate and the House of Representatives. Question 23. Who makes the federal laws in the USA? Congress. Question 24. Who elects Congress? The citizens of the United States. Question 25. How many senators are in Congress? 100. Question 26. For how long do we elect each senator? 6 years. Question 27. Name the two senators from your state, Barbara Boxer and Diane Feinstein. Question 28. How many voting members are in the House of Representatives? 435. Question 29. For how long do we elect each member of the House of Representatives? 2 years. Question 30. Who is the head of the executive branch of the U.S. government? The president. Question 31. For how long is the president elected? 4 years. Question 32. What is the highest part of the judiciary branch of our government? The Supreme Court. Question 33. What are the duties of the Supreme Court? To interpret and explain the laws. Question 34. What is the supreme law of the United States? The Constitution. Question 35. What is the Bill of Rights? The first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Question 35. What is the Bill of Rights? The first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Question 36. What is the capital of the state you live in? Sacramento. Question 37. Who is the current governor of the state you live in? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Question 38. Who becomes president if both the president and the vice president die? The Speaker of the House. Question 39. Who is Chief Justice of the Supreme Court? John G. Roberts, Jr. Question 40. What are the original 13 states? Virginia, Massachusetts, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Georgia. Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"? Patrick Henry. Question 42. Name some of the countries that were our enemies during World War II. Germany, Italy, and Japan. What was the 49th state added to our Union? Alaska. 44. How many full terms can a president serve? 2. Question 45. What are some of the requirements to be eligible to become president? B. Native-born citizen of the United States. B. At least 35 years old. Have lived in the United States for at least 14 years. Question 47. Why are there 100 senators in the United States Senate? Each state elects 2 senators. Question 48. Who nominates judges for the Supreme Court? The president nominates judges for the Supreme Court. Question 49. How many Supreme Court justices are there? 9. Question 50. Why did the pilgrims come to America? to gain religious freedom. Question 51. What is the executive of a state government called? The governor. Question 52. What is the head executive of a city government called? The mayor. Question 53. What holiday was celebrated for the first time by American colonists? Thanksgiving. Question 54. Who was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence? Thomas Jefferson. Question 55. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? July 4, 1776. Question 56. What are some of the basic beliefs of the Declaration of Independence? That all men are created equal and have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Question 57. What is the national anthem of the United States? The Star Spangled Banner. Question 58. Who wrote The Star Spangled Banner? Francis Scott Key. Question 59. What is the minimum voting age in the United States? 18. Question 60. Who signs bills into laws? The President. Question 61. What is the highest court in the U.S.? The Supreme Court. Question 62. Who was the president during the Civil War? Abraham Lincoln. Question 63. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do? Freed the slaves. Question 64. What special group advises the president? The cabinet. Question 65. Which president is called the father of our country? George Washington. Question 66. Which president was the first commander-in-chief of the U.S. Army and Navy? George Washington. Question 67. What was the 50th state to be added to our union? Hawaii. Question 68. Who helped the pilgrims in America? The American Indians, Native Americans. Question 69. What was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America? The Mayflower. Question 70. What were the 13 states, the 13 original states of the United States called before they were states? Colonies. Question 71. What group has the power to declare war? Congress. Question 72. Name the amendments, the guarantee, or address voting rights. 15th, 19th, 24th, and 26th. In what year was the Constitution written? 1787. What are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution called? Whose right? The Bill of Rights. Number 75. Whose rights are guaranteed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? All people living in the United States. Question 76. What is the introduction to the Constitution called The Preamble. Question 77. Who meets in the U.S. Capitol Building? Congress. Question 78. What is the name of the president's official home? The White House. Question 79. Where is the White House located? Washington, D.C. Question 80. Name one right or freedom guaranteed by the First Amendment. The rights of freedom of speech, of religion, of assembly, and to petition the government. Question 81. Who is the Commander-in-Chief of the United States military? The President. Question 82. In what month do we vote for the President? November. Question 83. In what month is the new President inaugurated? January. Question 84. How many times may a senator or congressman be reelected? No limit. Question 85. What are the two major political parties in the United States today? Democratic and Republican. What is the executive branch of our government? The President, the Vice President, the Cabinet, and the departments under the Cabinet members. Question 87. Where does freedom of speech come from? The Bill of Rights. Question 88. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services form what U.S. and Citizenship and Immigration Services form is used to apply for naturalized citizenship. Form N-400, application for naturalization. Question 89. What kind of government did the United States have? A. Republic. Question 90. Name one of the purposes of the United Nations. To reunite countries to discuss and to try to resolve war problems. And or to provide economic aid to many countries. Name one benefit. 91. Name one benefit of being a citizen of the United States. To obtain federal government jobs. To travel with a U.S. passport, to petition for close relatives to come live in the United States, to vote. Question 92. Can the Constitution be changed? Yes. Question 93. What is the most important right granted to the United States citizen? The right to vote. Question 94. What is the White House? The President's official home. Question 95. What is the United States Capitol? The place where Congress meets. Question 96. How many branches are there in the United States government? 3. This is the end of the U.S. citizenship question exam. Thank you for listening to the Coordinator's Podcast. Bye-bye.